Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." My prayers contain a lot of different people and things that I love. They are about the things that I think about the most and the things for which I am overwhelmingly grateful. Did you know that the night before his death, you were a part of Jesus' prayer? That's right. With everything else on his mind, as he prepared to die for the sins of the world, you were on his mind. You were on his mind because what he was about to do, he did for you. He knew he needed strength to endure the intense suffering necessary to secure your salvation. So he asked his heavenly Father to give him that strength. He also prayed that you would learn about what he had done for you, and that you would come to believe that your sins are forgiven because of what he did. It is always nice to hear that someone is praying for you. When you share a challenge you are facing, an illness, a loss, a concern, and a friend or family member says, "I'm praying for you," it shows they care. And it's a comforting thing to know. And it is comforting to think of God listening to and answering their prayers. Now think of Jesus praying for you nearly 2,000 years ago. Isn't it remarkable? Whatever illness, loss, or concern you are facing, take comfort knowing that Jesus is aware of it and cares enough to pray for you. Righteous Father, thank you for glorifying Jesus through his death and resurrection. Help me to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.